listener production.
Hi, it's Dan Floink here. A heads up for anyone jumping on a train this morning. There's buses replacing services between Fassiefern and Cardiff on the Central Coast Newcastle line. It's a similar story on the Hunter line between the Newcastle interchange and Maitland. Both services impacted due to flooding on the tracks. Meantime, the SES has responded to more than 1,500 jobs since the start of this weather event. More than 550 of those were over the past 24 hours. The state opposition's efforts to amend domestic violence bail laws will be introduced to Parliament this week. It wants the focus on electronic monitoring for alleged offenders and ensuring magistrates make bail decisions during the most serious cases. Opposition leader Mark Speakman's hoping the government supports the measures.
The public is entitled to expect that all politicians are working together to address domestic violence. We want to be collaborative with the government and with the crossbench in getting the best possible bail laws we can in New South Wales.
Briefly, Hamas has accepted a temporary ceasefire put forward by Qatari and Egyptian officials. It's unclear if Israel will agree to it too. And the cash rate is tipped to stay on hold at 4.35% when the Reserve Bank meets today. The NRL's weighed in on why the Warriors were controversially denied a penalty try during the club's loss to the Knights. NZ winger Dallin Watene-Zelezniak was tackled in the air while attempting to score a try just before halftime, with Newcastle penalised as a result. The league's Graham Annesley says there's no such thing as an automatic penalty try, and the bunker had doubts it would have been a sure thing.
He couldn't be sure that as he falls to the ground, the ball comes away from his hand as he tries to ground the ball, that was solely due to the tackle or the contact.
Meantime, West Tigers can breathe a sigh of relief after star half Lachlan Galvin was cleared of a hand injury, meaning he should be right to face Newcastle Saturday. And star batsman Jake Fraser-McGurk says he's fine with being left out of the Aussie T20 World Cup squad despite lighting up the current IPL season.